Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get Lee in feet, Daryl. It's Daryl Ryder, Jonathan Pino, an afternoon drive with you guys here on The Fan. I don't disagree. If he wins his starting job, and I would imagine the percentage you have of him winning this is very, very tiny at this point.
As close to zero as you can get.
Frank Schwab of Yahoo had it at 1% when he did his article on Monday. I think a lot of people are living in that territory, which actually I think is a good territory right now.
I feel like it's really a three-man race. It's not a four-man quarterback competition. It's a two-man.
If you throw Dylan Gabriel in there, I'm going to get upset. You think Dylan Gabriel's got a chance to win the starting quarterback job week one?
No. Like I said, there were plays where I couldn't even see him behind the line of scrimmage.
Exactly right. So let's be honest about it. It's a two-man quarterback race for the starting job week one.
And then the loser gets traded.
And then I feel like then it becomes a battle of the backup quarterbacks, whichever one that ends up being, Dylan or Shador, to be the first one to go ahead and take over. And that's where I think Shador will ultimately win out that that competition.
See, I don't disagree with you, but I know how Andrew Berry works, and I could see them force-feeding Dylan Gabriel as the number two quarterback,
It's the hard part of this conversation and having conversations around this is it feels very similar, to when we talk about the Cavs, where it's like, here's what I think they'll do versus here what I think, you know, Kobe Altman, the guy in charge making the decisions, will do.
Right.
And sometimes it's hard because you really have to stop and like differentiate between the two.
Yeah.
Like what I would do is, you're right, it might end up being different than what the Browns would do. And I, by the way, I don't mind not having the same thoughts as the Browns right now. It's not as if their track record for thinking and logic for the previous 5 years has really been awesome. So I like, you know, I joked with Nick. I don't know if you caught it or not. When they traded out of the two spot and then ended up taking Mason Graham and then acquiring the second round pick and doing everything they did
and get it in the first round pick next year.
I kind of bursted Nick's bubble a little bit unintentionally, but I could tell he came in because he'd been saying that plan for 4 months. For 4 months, he'd been talking about that exact plan being the one that he wanted to see happen.
Well, I did for 2 months until all you guys bullied me into just picking a player.
So here's where I bursted his bubble, though. My congratulations to him was, great, you have the same line of thinking as Andrew Berry. That's not worked out very well as of late, or really for years on end now. Like, I don't know that I think entirely similar to what the people in charge with this Browns team do. There was a while where I thought we were maybe lockstep. There was a while where I thought, okay, they're making the right trades. They're making moves that I would make. They're doing all these different things. But the past 12 months or so, they have been in outer space relative to what I would have done. Hell, even if I didn't take Shador, number two or number five overall, whatever it ended up being, I wouldn't have traded out at number two. I would have taken Travis Hunter. I would have just ended the conversation there. There's a lot of things.
And then the argument is, who throws him the football?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that in this scenario, you still could have ended up with the same quarterbacks.
I think that was a big mistake by Jacksonville to even make that trade.
And it might turn out to be that.
Because guess what? They're not Travis Hunter away from being where they think they should be.
Time will tell. It might turn out to be that. But the point remains, like, I never would have taken Dylan Gabriel in the third round. That never would have existed if I was the one making the decision. So, like,
you're not the only one that feels that way. I do, too.
So what I believe happens is it might not end up being what actually ends up playing out, because they do think differently than I think right now. They really seem and give off the impressions that they want to give Kenny Pickett and Dillon Gabriel opportunities here. And I watch too much Kenny Pickett to ever believe that's going to be a thing. And Dillon Gabriel, you know, I liked Dillon Gabriel in college. I remember watching a few different Oregon games where I thought to myself, that's a good quarterback. But you know what I also thought?
He's a good college quarterback.
He's a good college quarterback. Exactly right. And no part of me watching those games was like, that's an NFL quarterback. I'm going to see that guy play on Sundays. Well, Never once did that cross my mind with Dillon Gabriel.
And the other thing that's striking to me is that they had him above Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
And not just above Shedeur. Like think about it. There's a 50-pick difference. And the only reason they ended up with Shedeur is because they're... Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it was.
The value got to be too great for people in that room.
Right. It wasn't a we have to have Shedeur here situation.
Mm-hmm.
No, because that would have probably been in the third round or earlier than that. It was a, yeah, well, okay, he's there. What the heck? Let's go for it.
Yeah.
And by the way, those type of decisions don't always end up bearing the fruit that, you know, you hope. But in this case, this is why I, indifference is the wrong word, but like, if he doesn't work out, okay, no big deal. Fifth round pick, took a shot, didn't work out. Oh, move on. Dillon Gabriel, almost similar to the same thing, but I still can't believe they made that pick. Just like I can't believe they picked DeShone Kizer, not Barry, but just the Browns in general, right?
Yeah.
You know, the whole trust us on this or trust me on that or whatever.
As he buys the economy size of condoms at the local store.
But like, I can't.
What a sight that was, DeShone.
Yeah, I just can't wrap my head around Andrew Berry's strategies at times in the third round of the draft. Like, I felt like that was just a throwaway pick. And at 94, that shouldn't be a throwaway pick.
Shouldn't be. No, not at that point. Not when, you know, there's so many good players and so many good... I mean, think about how much you've waxed poetic about Harold Fannin. You know? Like, Harold Fannin taken in that same ballpark in that same area.
I love that pick.
And you loved it. And Harold Fannin looks like he's going to be somebody that is impactful on this team for years to come. He's open all the time.
Welcome back to tight end sets to Cleveland.
And I'm ready for it. And you know what? He might end up being the heir apparent after Njoku, because Njoku's getting a little bit older now. And maybe this is the last year we have Njoku, and then you go to tight end set, and everything's beautiful with it. And then the year after, Harold Fannin takes off. But like, that's the type of players we're talking about. They chose Dillon Gabriel in a spot of the draft that there were still some decent players out there. 216-474-0092. Tommy in Brunswick. What's up, Tommy?
Hello, my friends. Thank you for
Hello, Tommy. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Okay. Listen,
Did you break character for a second? What happened there?
I'm sorry. We drafted two quarterbacks and we drafted two running backs. The running backs are going to stay. One of the rookie quarterbacks are going to leave. And I don't know who that is. I think Flacco's going to start this year at the first game. I'm just saying the first game. Flacco's going to start. And Pickett, what do you do with him?
Trade him.
Yeah.
Well, the only problem there, Tommy, is like you have to find somebody that actually likes him. And I don't know if that's the Saints because you have the Kellen Moore connection there. He coached him in Philadelphia. I don't know what it is. But the only thing I have with Pickett is I don't know that the league is going to be chomping or champing at the bet, whichever you prefer, to go ahead and be like, ah, here's value for Kenny Pickett. I just don't know that it exists.
Why don't you think Stefanski likes him?
No, I think Stefanski does.
Stefanski loves him.
I don't like him.
Andrew Berry loves him too.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I think he's going to be ahead of Flacco, and I think he's going to start this year.
I think he's going to have moments, Tommy, and I appreciate the call, buddy. I think he's going to have moments where you are talking about the same things they talked about in Pittsburgh, where he is a practice field All-American. You know, he was Joe Montana in the practice field when it came to Pittsburgh Steelers. We spent a whole entire training camp of people in Pittsburgh telling us how they found their answer, and he looked so good and so awesome. So I expect him to look good. Daryl, you mark my words now. There's going to be moments where you think about Kenny Pickett, and you're like, wow. Some things have happened here with him, and he looks changed. And I want you to go back and look at some of the responses and look at some of the video of him on the practice fields when he was there in Pittsburgh his first year. The man, when he gets on the field, absolutely crumbles. He crumbles. He's a different player. And you've seen it firsthand.
I'm sorry, were you looking for me to make an argument here?
No, you've seen it. You've seen it firsthand. For how many years have you seen these quarterbacks that are good on the practice fields that doesn't ever translate?
Would you like to know my all-time Browns practice field Hall of Fame quarterback of the expansion era?
I feel like you've told me this before, but I'm trying to remember who exactly you said. Did you say Josh McCown?
Nope.
Did you say, was it Brian Hoyer?
Nope. 0 for 2.
Brandon Weeden.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew I would get it. I had
smoking
a,
weeds,
I had
baby.
A jog it in my head for a second. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brandon Weeden was just awesome.
Oh, I when I'd watch him at practice after they drafted him, I'm like, holy smokes, they might have found Joe Montana here because he was just lighting it up. Then they put a defense on the field. And by they, I mean the opponents. And they also put an American flag on the field, too. That was semi-problematic
as well. That did get in the way of him.
Yeah. Not a great way to begin the old NFL career. They're getting caught under a flag. But remember Flipper against the Detroit Lions, where he's rolling out to his left and in trouble, and he just did like the backhand flip.
Yeah.
And we all just, and Lions scoop it up, run, and we're just like, what the just happened? Mm-hmm. Did we really? Did that just happen? That we saw that?
Yeah. Go watch one of the games Kenny Pickett appeared in last year. I believe it was the Washington game. He did look pretty decent in some aspects of that game. Watch the one where he basically ends up throwing the ball backwards and falling down.
Well, they.
Talking about weird, strange plays in games. The man was on the field for 30 seconds last year, and he had one all-time dumb play.
Hey. You're talking about a Super Bowl champion quarterback.
That's right.
Now.
Yeah, he
if you
that.
Ask the Cleveland Browns,
ring.
You'd think he was on the field winning that Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I saw someone make the joke about like the because Flacco's won a Super Bowl ring. Obviously, Kenny Pickett's
you
won,
know
a,
who
Super
else
Bowl
won
ring.
A Super Bowl ring.
Who's that?
Bernie Kosar.
Yeah, Bernie did. That's right. Exactly, in Dallas. We know what happened though. Well, that's why context in sports matters so much. I'm not taking away from Bernie's ring, though. Bernie, you earn whatever ring you got to earn. But I'll take away from Kenny Pickett's ring a little bit. Sure, why not? Why not? Joe Flacco earned his.
A little bit of a double standard there.
Well, I like Bernie.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
There's the difference there. I would let Bernie into my house.
Oh, wait a minute, Jonathan.
I would have dinner with Bernie if Bernie wanted to.
I
don't know about Kenny Pickett. Oh, I don't want dinner with Kenny Pickett.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
See, this is where your personal feelings are impacting your analysis here.
Only reason I would have Kenny Pickett over is if I wanted to make sure that I really wanted to make sure that like my house just looked bigger, and so him stepping in there with his little baby hands, I would be able to like
no, you, that's
he,
no.
He would touch certain things around my house, and I'd be like, "That is, you're right. That is nice. That
no,
is, that's
if,
very
if you
nice.
Want the house to feel bigger, you invite Dylan Gabriel over instead.
That's very true. Good one by you. All right, hey guys, want to get your kids involved in the Browns youth football camps? Time's running out with camps remaining in June. Find all the details. ClevelandBrowns.com. Click on Community and then Events to find the right camp for your child today. Camps are led by experienced coaches and educators teaching the fundamentals, skills. And the teamwork. Camp options remain for June, so get over to ClevelandBrowns.com now. All right, Draymond Green was talking about something that's bothering him across the NBA and what he thinks is a product of what the current NBA is. This was Draymond Green on Draymond's podcast. Here we go.
There's a time and place for a trainer, and I think, you know, with where the game is gone, like, you need those resources in order to be successful. I feel like basketball used to be a poor man's game. We all played it. We were poor. We had nothing, and it was our way out. Basketball is not a poor kid's game no more. Basketball is a rich kid game. Like, the days of seeing LeBron James from Akron, Ohio, from a single mom, those days are numbered. Like, they're not, because if you don't have the resources these days, like, you can't make it. I also feel like that's why, like, you don't see as great a basketball as you did before.
All right, Derek, you thought this was interesting. What piqued your interest here?
Well, first of all, I kind of feel like that the AAU culture there, it is ruining the actual game, because it's not about skill development. It's about all these kids trying to be stars now and get themselves seen. Which I understand. I'm not taking away from that. I get a cool highlight tape,
and all of a sudden it does wonders for you.
But
that's not actually basketball.
Right, but you're not learning the game. And I think that that's – and Draymond makes a socioeconomic point in there as well.
Yeah.
Which I do feel like also, too, there's a little validity there, because economically disadvantaged kids can't afford some of the extra coaching and instruction and – Camps, just think about
he mentioned the travel ball or the AAU circuit. Yeah. I think about that with baseball all the time. Like, the baseball travel ball circuit is, first off, it's tough on these parents. You go every other weekend, every weekend, traveling hundreds of miles. But, like, I have buddies that talk about the cost of some of this stuff.
Yeah, and then there's
insane.
And they treat them like it's game seven of the World Series.
And they act like if you don't do all this, then you're going to be a million miles behind everybody else. Right. And maybe you will be. I think Draymond's point is that you will be behind if you're not doing all these things.
Yeah, so... I do feel like that we're seeing the results or residue of everything that Draymond talked about in that clip. I thought he made excellent points all around. And I think that I get a little frustrated sometimes when I'm watching the NBA, because it is just a 3-point shootout.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I love 3-point shootouts, but like, I'm also a little...
Yeah, I don't love when you have games that have 100 misses in it, or 100 attempts in it.
Like, I'm a little old school, too, where I like having the big on the block, and you give it to him, and then you say, have at it.
Yeah, no, some games went overboard, and I know it became more popular.
Shooting 40 to 53 pointers in a game is ridiculous.
Yes,
and that's what the NBA is turning into.
No question.
And that's why you're seeing more, I think, more blowouts, non-competitive basketball.
I think there was a Steph Curry effect that happened, and I really do. There's a couple things that happened there. I think one part of it was Steph Curry and the influence of Steph Curry, and I think the other part of it is that everyone across the league came up with the idea that three does equal more than two, and you get more rewarded for shooting the three-point shot. Like, and at this point, it's on. I put it on the NBA to try to figure out a way to make the three-point shot less valuable, so that it isn't as incentivized to just keep chucking them up left and right.
Well, and I also feel like, too, that it's not a lot of fun to watch. Like, you can't have your Saturday night game on your network that has paid you billions of dollars for your broadcast rights be a 40-point spread, like we saw in the conference semifinals, and we saw actually in the conference finals too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't have that.
Well, so there's two ends of that, right? Like, one is, yes, you're right. No one enjoys seeing stuff like that. But the other side of it, a 20-point game has never felt more within reach.
Right.
And I do think that's been it's been a better element, at least in regards to, like, watching the Pacers and Halliburton and them erase all these deficits with a couple minutes left in play and being down 20 and then charging their way back. Like, we feel like we're watching something special. The reality is that the 20-point deficit is now what the 12-point deficit used to be. And so, like, it's changed. But in our brains, we're still like, they're down 20, they got no chance, and then they come storming back. And it does make the game seem a little bit better. I like that part of it. You're right, some of the blowouts got to be way too much. But we did have a lot of games where they erased some big-time deficits, and it made for a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't get over the 40 to 50 three-point attempts in some of these games.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I
do think that's an AAU problem for sure.
Yeah. But I do feel like the individual, I don't know, attitude's the right word, but like the individual approach to the game, we're seeing a lot of that in the NBA. You're not seeing a lot as much fundamental basketball as we used to see in the league.
All right, we'll put a bow on this one when we come on back, in case we missed it, with Daryl Ryder, Jonathan Pito, and Afternoon Drive. It happens next right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.